Blog Talk Radio.
Move, your next move, you know what I'm saying?
I think K Diddy's there. K Diddy's
there. Yeah, I'm here. I'm here. I'm here. I'm just listening to you do your intro. But welcome to the show, everybody. This is your boy K Diddy coming here to do what he do every day. And while I got a moment, Lady Joy is not going to be with us today. She has some personal business to attend to, but she will be back next week to represent for the female. Not that y'all need representing, but she'll be back next week.
Well, you know, we're going to ride without her, you know, from a male perspective. This week we're talking about why does it seem like happiness is not for me, you know what I mean? A lot of people are unhappy out there in this world, man. We all have our moments of being down. You know, we all have our moments of heartbreaks and heartaches, but sometimes it seems as though happiness is just not for us. And that is crazy. But you know what, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to know, first of all, Alexander O'Neal, you need to do a tour or something, brother. What's good, man? You got too much talent, brother. I miss you, man. So let me put that out there, Alexander O'Neal.
He was a hell of a talent.
Yes, he was, man. You know, wow. But anyway, why does it seem like happiness is not for me? Relationship after relationship just crumble. You get to asking yourself, what am I doing wrong? Or what is wrong with some of the decisions that I'm making? You know what I mean? But ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you something, man. From a personal perspective, I tell people all the time, happiness is what you make it. Can't nobody else be responsible for your happiness but you. And you can't make nobody else happy if you ain't happy within your doggone self. That is the first piece of the puzzle, and I'm going to let my learned colleague run with that for a minute. I open the floor for Mr. K. Devil.
Well, I think, you know, I think it's a plethora of things, and or should I say a number of things. A lot of people can't, for some reason, define what happiness is. You know, like some people can find self-fulfillment and happening within themselves and their own goals that they set, their own achievements, or they just happy to be alive. They just happy to smell a flower. You know, and then you have some other people that get caught up, distracted with living, existing in life, but not living life. You know, and a lot of times we find fault, even in our own selves, man. Sometimes it's self-inflicted, and what I mean by that, we put some unreal goals on ourselves based on society, and when we fall short of those goals, then we become unhappy. But is that unhappiness true? Yeah, it's true. But is it self-inflicted? Yeah, it's self-inflicted, because that shouldn't define what makes us happy, and we shouldn't rely on nobody else to make us happy. And like you said earlier, you know, we shouldn't depend on that for nobody else. We should find what makes us happy within first, and then we could project it to others, because it's a lot of shit to be disappointed, be depressed about, but there's even more things to be happy about. So I think we all should go back into that favorite topic that we always say, well, let's keep it real, but nobody really know what that keeping it real shit is, because they say it, but they don't practice it. Because, you know, we need to look around and be happy for the few accomplishments and the few achievements and the things that we do have that we can be happy for, because it could be a whole lot worse, because tomorrow is not promised to nobody, and the Lord seemed fit to give us another day to be all that we could be, and I think we should be grateful for what we do have and quit tripping on what we don't have.
My brother, I could not have put it any better, ladies and gentlemen.
That man's sexy.
That's right. One of our callers is saying you're sexy there, KD. You got a fan. You got a fan, my brother. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, you know, because I've just gone through some issues myself where I found myself to be less than I thought myself to be based upon circumstances and environment around me. But truth be told, I had to come back to Tony, the Tony that I know, the Tony that I understand, so that whatever else is going on around me flows from me. Because if I ain't giving off good energy or happiness, I won't get it back in return. Secondly, sometimes the people that you around you that you expect to help with your joy are a detriment to your joy. Even though the joy you have on the inside, you just want to bust out and share it and bring them over to the light. They're just some negative-ass people who sometimes tend to associate ourselves with. You feel me? And they just suck you, man. Like friggin' leeches, they just suck the joy right out of you. You can't permit that. You can't permit that. You know what I mean? Can a fair play? We being on my man talking about keeping it real. You know, I think we use that phrase too much, but more than keeping it real, we need to be truthful with ourselves. We need to be truthful with ourselves.
But Tony, that actually would constitute keeping it real is, because how are you keeping it real and you lying to yourself? It's a contradiction. You cannot.
And a lot.
You cannot keep it real and lie to yourself. Huh?
Can I ask you a question?
Yes, sir.
Are you trying to suggest that a lot of people out there lying to the damn selves, K. Diddy?
Absolutely, califragilistically, with chocolate peanuts on it, or however they want to serve, with cottage cheese. You're lying to yourself. You're talking to the back head of the man in the mirror. Y'all ain't keeping it real, for real.
K. Diddy, I think you might have hurt a few people's feelings by saying that, my brother.
Well, that's what they say. I ain't never heard nobody say truth feel good. I've always heard that the truth hurts. I've always heard that.
Yes, sir, it does. Yes, sir, it does. And the first time, and then that's when, oh, man. You know, I don't know if anybody else has ever told you're a brilliant man. You know that?
Mm-hmm.
You're a brilliant man.
Well, I'm going to give it to the man upstairs, because I'm going to be the first one to say I'm a work in progress. I'm going to keep it real.
Thank you.
I know I got issues. You know what I'm saying? I will be the first to say that I'm a work in progress. I'm going to keep it 100. And I know I make mistakes, but I try to be a man about them. And then if somebody called to my attention and they show me proof positive that I'm an error in whatever it is, I'm going to humble myself and apologize to that person, because that's what I think being real and being a real man do.
Absolutely. In certain moments, and that's another thing. See, brothers, since Joy ain't here with us today, we try and keep it in a male perspective. And one of the things that us as men have never been taught because of machismo and such is that there are times to humble yourself. You are not right all the time. And I'm sorry to disappoint you. A lot of you cats out there who base yourself on the size of your dick, unfortunately, you do not have the world's biggest dick if your happiness is based on that. You understand what I'm saying? We have to humble ourselves, because every man has limitations. When we're growing up and we're younger, we all put on the Superman cape. And we think, oh, man, nothing can't move me. And no, the truth is every man is born with limitations. And it's understanding the parameters of your limitations and flourishing in them is where the true sense of self-worth and self-happiness begins, my brothers out there. Some of y'all, let me welcome you to the show that's jumping in. Y'all need to sign up for this Playerology movement. You know what I mean? Two ways you can get at us. Become a part of this movement. www.worldmovement.com. Come to the website. Check out the music. You know what I mean? Order a copy of the new book. Who is she and what is she to you? We're ready for the road. We're looking forward to your support. And, of course, you can enroll up in my school. www.playersuniversitysygu.com. Enroll in the school, because we're trying to spread this message, my brothers. Now, we're going to take this short little musical break as I sip on my green tea. I had a cup earlier, but, you know, normally I'd say Hennessy, but a brother trying to change his ways. I'm honestly drinking green tea with honey. Holla back after this musical break.
Just about any day from
seeing you at all.
But I'm thinking,
if you wanted, you could flaunt
it, flaunt it.
And you're not afraid to admit when you're wrong. What about a love making marathon? Like something shiny on finger.
What's got to love about you? Every day I find more reasons to. There's a den of beauty that's always shining through. What's got to love about you?
I'd be a fool to ever let you get away.
There ain't no
I was listening to my man Joel Osteen this morning because I really dig that dude, you know, even though he looks like the Joker to me at times. But, you know, he got some good things to say. And the brother said, and I'm going to give him his credit, this ain't me, this is him. The man said, sometimes you got to change your perspective. Sometimes you got a job and you bitching and moaning and you got a job, but lose that job. Then you're going to truly appreciate that job. When that income has gone away, when you spent the last couple of years talking about, ugh, I got to go to work. Let you not have that job to go through, and you'll truly understand how much of a blessing that job was in your life. Sometimes you're around people who have spent a lifetime holding you down, trying to be right by you, and you've just taken that shit for granted. And let that person not be around no more, and you'll understand. You're too busy, you know, you call them one time, and they say, nah, I can't do it this time. They every F them, and they ain't right by you in the book. While you forgot about all the blessings that they've poured upon you in the past. You know what I mean? Happiness. What is happiness? That's a real important question in everybody's life. What is happiness? What can happiness do for me?
Have you ever what does it take to make you happy?
There you go. And the question should always be, what can you do for happiness? Think about that for a moment. You think you should just lay around and be a negative person, a critical person? Happiness just won't come knocking on the door like, hey, this is happiness. What have you done for happiness to come to you? What things have you put around yourself? What changes have you made to yourself to be a better or happier person so that happiness can find you? Yeah, that's the question right there, ain't it? Yeah, man. I see my folks on Twitter. What's good? What's good? Yesterday's hurts and haunts came to take hold of you, but today's the only thing that matters. Right on, my Twitter folks. I like that. As a matter of fact, yeah, I digs that. Yesterday's hurts and haunts came to take hold of you, but today's the only thing that matters. I think I just said that, but I like the way you say it even better. That's what's going on, ladies and gentlemen, on Can I Play It Today. We're talking about happiness today. What does it take to make you happy? Money? Love? Anything. You think about it. You got up this morning, you got out of bed, bitching and moaning. At least you were able to walk down the steps, right? Trust me when I tell you somebody woke up this morning that was able to walk yesterday and they're not able to walk today. And they would give anything to be able to walk down them steps. Real talk. You got a car, bitching and moaning. There's somebody sitting on the bus stop right now. They got to take 4 buses to get home.
In the rain.
In the rain. But you don't appreciate that car that's getting you from point A to point B, do you? These are the things we don't think about. Me, myself, and I. Me, me, me. Me, me, me. But what have you done for happiness to take root in your life? Yes, sir.
That is an excellent question. What have you done for me lately?
That's a real good question right there. You know what I mean? And I spend a lot of time digging into myself on a personal level to figure out why should this go right for me? What have I done to be a better man? What kind of light have I shone on anybody else's life for me to think that the universe should bless me with some happiness and some light? Because Lord knows I can't speak for anybody else. I prefer to be in the light than be in the dark. When you're in the dark, you can't see straight on some real ish. Let that marinate in your head for a moment. We're going to roll over here to a West Coast World Movement artist off that West Coast Bangers album. If you ain't got it, go get it. www.worldmovement.com.
Yeah. me life's a mess. I got a chip on my shoulder with a lot on my chest. Keep on running from the hood temptation. I feel I'm in for more important city and tired of nation. See these niggas on the block who don't care. Not about folks, baby mama sitting hungry on welfare. Can't understand better cause the thought brings fear. Got the digit stacked against me, climbing every year. Halfway done with a life in pain. Smoking out in the dark, life feeling hard, blunt spark. And my thoughts getting focused, two of me too big for a prison, never hold a schizoid, split personality. Keep on doing things to keep my mama mad at me. Till the end of the line is close, so every day I look ahead on a mission for my bread. The hard knock life, still my life story. That's why the blocks still adore me. I'm talking about my hard knock life. Hard to make bread when the rich don't break bread. I'm talking about the hard knock life. That's still my life story. That's why the blocks still adore me. I'm talking about my hard knock life. Hard to make bread when the rich don't break bread. Yes.
King's tripping. It's like the beat skipping. Yo. Like my life's on track and I'm back on beat. And all of a sudden the kid, he's like on track with me. Then I'm running on the beat, but you know my back, my spine. Hey, you know I got my nine. If my hard knock life, that's a hard knock. You gotta be cops, cause everybody know that he got paid. Never service, ran for judges, even though you can't judge me. Tupac verse, California love, homeboy, then I rest till I rest in peace. From west to east, but I rest where the sun is set. And me, I have to be where I breath. Yeah. Breathe in, breathe out. Then I talk about my word of mouth. My hard night, you can check my shoes. Then you can talk about the way that my life, my cruise. My hard night, right? Yes.
Still my life story. That's why the blocks still adore me. I'm talking about my hard night life. Hard to make bread when the rich don't break bread.
President,
talk about the hard night life. Life story. That's why the blocks still adore me. I'm talking about my hard knock life. Hard to make bread when the rich don't break bread.
Knock life, you know what I mean? Off that West Coast Bangers album, World Movement Records, www.worldmovement.com. You know what I mean? I got an old lady once told me this. She said, if you go in the kitchen trying to bake bread and you keep using the same ingredients and you keep getting the same results and you think something going to change if you ain't changing ingredients, you a damn fool. And that's the story of a lot of our lives. Maybe that's why happiness ain't found us. We date the same people, do the same things, hang out in the same clubs. You know what I mean? Don't change nothing how you think the results are going to differ. But right now on the line, I got a very dear friend of mine, you know what I mean, one of my spiritual advisors, Minister J.B. Fisher. Are you there, Minister Fisher?
I'm here. How you doing?
I'm doing well, brother. So glad to have you on the show. You know, you're a dear friend of mine, and we're glad to have you on the show. Today, Minister, we're talking about happiness, Minister, and I want you to drop some knowledge on these people about what it takes or what's lacking in some of us for happiness to come through, brother Minister.
Well, I feel like, first of all, when we define happiness, I think that everybody's definition maybe somewhat different, because a lot of us, we're searching for happiness outside of ourselves. You know, I hear people say all the time, you know, I don't like that person anymore that I'm with because they don't make me happy anymore. or we say, you know what, I moved here, you know, because this is a place that made me happy, but now I'm not happy anymore. So it looks like we always go outside of ourselves looking for happiness. And if you're looking for happiness outside of yourself, you would never get it. You only will get the attempt of pacifying or just giving you a temporarily season of happiness, but not full happiness, because full happiness comes from within. If you don't have that happiness from within, then you will never really have it from the outside. It will only be temporary. And a lot of times that happiness comes with just being honest and knowing who we are and what it is that we want out of life, what our purpose is. And so, you know, whether it's drugs, alcohol, whether it's cars, whatever it is that we attach to that we think makes us happy, you know, it only lasts for a short period of time, but the real happiness comes from within.
Brother minister, we appreciate it. Don't go nowhere. Oh, man. That kind of moved me, brother minister, because my very wise and learned colleague, Kay, did kind of stress some of these points earlier pertaining to happiness, brother minister. And also, if you're, what are you saying is, even if I bought a house today and I'm not a happy person, this beautiful house is not going to bring me any joy, brother minister?
Yeah, you know, a lot of times, too, you know, when everybody who's listening, everybody has dreams and goals, and they have things that they want to accomplish. And we think that when we accomplish something or we get something that we don't have, we feel like it's going to bring a level of happiness that we have not experienced. But when you get that very thing that you've been searching for, once you get it, that happiness lasts only a second. I've heard people plenty of times say, you know what, I can't wait till I get this, I can't wait till I accomplish this. And then once they accomplish it, it doesn't bring that level of happiness or justification or satisfaction that they thought it would bring. And if it does bring that, it only lasts temporarily. And then they're like, you know, now I did this, now what's next? So, you know, it's a matter of that happiness coming from the inside.
Okay.
I agree totally.
Now, Minister Fisher, what are some of the steps one can take to try to attain a measure of happiness?
I think the first thing that has to come into place is the level of self-discovery, because unless you know who you are, you'll still be caught up into what other people perceive you to be or what you want people to perceive that you are. Many times in life, we never really allow ourselves to become who we are. We put masks on because we don't want people to know what's really going on with us. We don't want people to know that we're hurting, that we're not up to what America or society calls up to par. You know, we don't want people to know that we're not perfect, that we're individuals that make mistakes. So we put these masks on to try to put on the image that everything is okay, that I am, you know, what society calls a good person, or I have all the things that I have, when in reality, it's just nothing but an illusion. And so I think self-discovery has to come into play, because when you really know who you are, nobody can tell you anything different, and you're not concerned about what other people think. I think the greatest deliverance on life is being delivered from other people's opinion. Stop worrying about what other people say. Stop worrying about what other people think. You know, and I think when you overcome that, you know, the sky's the limit.
Minister Fisher.
So let me ask the question. So would you say, in a layman's terms, you know, because I always say people don't keep it real. So would you say, is that basically saying the same thing, that people aren't keeping it real with themselves?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, society has told us that you got to have the big house, the car, you got to have the bling bling. So we go out and we acquire these things, or we put the illusion on that we have these things, when on the real side, we're nothing but empty vessels. We have nothing inside of us. You know, we don't know who we are. We're portraying to be somebody else that society represents instead of being ourselves. And, you know, we should stop trying to be copies and become originals, you know. And, you know, once you step into that limelight of self-discovery and knowing what it is that you want, there's three reasons why everybody on this earth is born. The first reason is self-discovery. The second reason is your gifts and your talents. Everybody must discover their gifts and their talents. And the third reason is for serving humanity. There's nobody on this earth who's successful or rich that does not provide some kind of service. And so once you discover who you are, once you discover what your gifts and talents are, you now use those gifts and those talents to serve humanity.
Preach it, brother. And we appreciate that. Kay, did you have any more questions, sir, you'd like to lay on the minister?
No, because we basically in agreement with that. You know, people need to keep it real, because once they do that, then they could obtain self-fulfillment, but they can't do it as long as they continue to perpetrate a fraud, because basically that's what they're doing.
Oh, brother. Now, brother minister, if the good folks out there want to get at you, I know you have your blogs up and running. Tell the good folks out there, brother minister.
We're on Facebook under Jonathan Fisher. We're also on the Twitter at Enlightenment LV. We send out a lot of good quotes and different things during the days and the week, so definitely you can connect us on there. And, you know, we on MySpace, we on Facebook, we on Twitter. You can keep in contact with us. We got a new book coming out pretty soon. So we got a lot of things in the works. But, you know, the one thing I would say is true happiness comes from within. And if you are connecting or reaching out outside of yourself for happiness, it would only be temporarily. And then when that thing that you're holding on to for happiness doesn't provide the happiness anymore, now you want to throw it away. And, you know, that's what happens in relationships. You get with somebody who makes you happy, and then when they don't make you happy anymore, now you want to get rid of them. And it can be a relationship, it can be a car, it can be drugs, whatever it is that we attach to that brings us that temporary happiness, the only true happiness can come from within.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's what we're talking about. I see a couple of people popped up. Welcome to the show, Can a Player Play? We're talking about why does it seem like happiness is not for me. We're on the phone with Minister J.B. Fisher. We also have the usual suspect, the esteemed K. Diddy Esquire, dropping knowledge as we talk about this thing called happiness. If you want to chime in, you know, hit the one button. We'll gladly let you in. Even though the switchboard is acting a little funky, or if you're in the chat room on Twitter, my Twitter folks, you know what I mean? Welcome to the show. We're glad to have you. We're talking about, you know, digging into this whole happiness thing. What is happiness? What brings you joy? You know what I mean? On a personal note, I've had to do a lot of reflection and thinking and wondering about this whole happiness thing. There was a time when I was wearing cubic zirconia, and I kept saying, man, when I get diamonds, I'm going to be a happy character. Got diamonds, nothing changed. I was thinking about, damn, what's next?
Now you ain't happy because you ain't got the house and the car and the clothes go with the diamonds.
There you go. So it was just like this blasted, ongoing cycle till I've had to pull myself up and find the simple things that bring me joy. A drink that I enjoyed as a child that just puts a smile on my face. You know what I mean? Sometimes just a pleasurable conversation with somebody where you can just be cool, calm, and collective brings me joy. But these are my things. I'm working on the inner me right now, constantly evolving into what I think myself to be. Because a lot of my unhappiness came from who other people thought me to be or trying to live up to what image of what another person had painted in their mind of me to be. My true happiness is my journey. And trust me, there's not one person, like the minister told us early, walking on this planet who is not on their individual journey. Too many of us try to impede other people's journey for our own selfish reasons. That's why you would have a brother who, because a woman says, I'm leaving you and you can't handle no more of this coochie, this brother takes it upon himself to go over and take this woman's life, shortening her journey. And this makes sense to you? Or the woman who backed up over her husband 6-7 times at the car because he had moved on with his life. Does this make sense to you? All in the name of what we thought to be happiness. Oh, this person messed up my happiness. This thing took my happiness. Happiness is an individual journey. Not only is it an individual journey, it's also a choice. All of us have the days when we feel down, but you can choose to fight for your joy if you think you need it to get by. Me, I fight for my joy. I look at, you know, some people say, my good friend, my beloved friend TNA once told me, she calls me, what does she call me? She says, you're a soldier. She says, you're a soldier. Everything about you is so militant. And I'm like, yes, in order for me to have joy, I have to fight for it. In order for me to become a better man, I have to fight for my soul. In order for me to have peace and tranquility, I have to fight off the haters. In order for me to be successful, I got to shake the naysayers off. So you're constantly engaged in I wish I had that old school song, Happiness. You know what I mean? But anyway, we're going to keep it moving, man. Thank y'all for so much for taking time out of your life to join us. Quick little musical break. Don't go nowhere, y'all. Man, I'm enjoying this show. This is therapy. Trust me, for you and me. Wrong song. Wrong song.
Just be right there. Just be right there. She will. Yeah, she will. 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 She I promise I'll do them all for you.
Welcome back to the show. Can a player play that song right there? Rafael Sadiq brings me joy, brings me happiness, you know what I mean? Different time in my life, but everybody, listen to me, man. Ladies and gentlemen, please don't go through your life engaged in bitterness and unhappiness. It is not healthy for you. It will manifest itself. Stop. Don't go through your life being a beacon of negativity, just wrapped up in darkness and hatred. Bitterness. Nobody walking on this face of this planet is immune from hurt, is immune from deceit. Nobody is immune from all that life has to offer, but please engage in things that bring joy to your soul so that you can be a better person, so that life can be better to you. You dig? That's what it's all about, man. Find something to love. Find something to believe in. Because if you look at all the negative things, and they are negative things, and they are hurtful things, and they are deceitful things and stuff of that nature, and they're, you know, let's be real, they're just some blasted people who get on our last nerves around us. But if you notice, it's your life. And I live by a simple philosophy. If I cannot figure out how you fit into my life, I don't need you. Too many of us have too many bullshitting-ass people around us for no reason. Seriously, have you ever stopped to look at some of your friends or associate or colleagues? Hell, even some of your family members that's been around you for years, and you got to really ask yourself, why are you around me? My kids are around me because they're my kids. My family's around me because they're my family. My friends who I associate with have meaning to me. I personally don't have nobody in my life that ain't got no business being in it. I used to. Out of dozens. I ain't gonna front. You know, we from the hood. But I've cut that list down, man, because I need my happiness, homie. I need my moment to smile. I need my moment to get up and just not just hear bullshit in my ears all the time. That's what works for me, personally. I got to have a moment to sit down with a nice cup of green tea and just think about some things. I got to have peace and tranquility around me for me to be happy. Because if not, I become unraveled, I become unhinged, then I become unlike myself or who I think myself to be. K. Diddy, bless the people with your voice for a moment. Tell them something good.
Well, I think the whole point of this whole show is, man, we got to find happiness within in order to project it. And there's all kind of reasons to find fault and flaws and everybody else. But I think we all need to just check ourselves. You know, we're not in a position to find flaws and fault in anybody else, man. Who are we? Being that we're not a perfect vessel to begin with, you know. So find out, I would tell everybody and all our listeners, find out what it is that makes you happy, you know, whether it's a walk in the park or it's green tea or walking a dog or petting a dog or adopting a kid, which is would be a great, great, great thing anyway. But find out what it is to help you find happiness, and once you find happiness within yourself, those around you will definitely benefit and share in that with you. That's what I would advise and suggest and hope people take away from this show today. Quit trying to find your happiness in others, because it will never, ever, ever be there. And one thing that I do think that we all do
which goes to the thing about not keeping it real. We all take on really more than we can chew, and it's a normal thing, and I know I do it daily. I always think, I guess, I always put too much on my plate. That's what my mama used to say. You put too much on your plate, boy, you know you're not going to eat all that food. And when you don't eat all that food, what happens, you know, what end up happening is you end up, you know, that despair creeps in because you feel like you done fell short, when in reality you didn't fall short because the expectation was unreal in the beginning. So we need to try to keep that in check. That's what I would hope people would take away from K Dizzle today.
Damn, dog. Damn. Even your voice sounded on point, homie. But anyway, that's what we about, man. And don't for a moment think we up on here. Ain't nobody up on here perfect. We ain't got it all together. My man already told you he a work in progress and he got issues. It goes without saying, I don't even got issues, homie. I got items. I got like a grocery cart, but I'm dealing with them on a personal level. Too many of us
Hey, let me throw this one out there, too, real quick. And don't be afraid and don't have none of that false pride, because some people can't even deal with that shit on a personal level. If you need help, go see a psychiatrist, y'all.
For real. For real, I am all for going to talk to somebody, man. If it's not a psychiatrist, find a pastor. But too many of us talk to people who are just as screwed up as we are. You know what I mean? That's sort of like you going to a crackhead trying to get an advice about quitting crack from a crackhead. That's actively engaged in getting high. You know what I'm saying? Now you can go to a recovering addict who can be like, let me tell you what I did. You know what I mean? But you can't go to an active cracker talking about, man, I don't know how I'm going to shake this. They don't know either, fool. So, you know, I'm trying to make my peace with life. I'm trying to make myself a better man. I'm trying to use this forum that I have with the books and the radio shows and all that thing to be a positive influence, man. You know what I mean? We've all seen far too much negativity as it is, and a good friend just reminded me, she said, because, you know, these are things me and her go back and forth with. She said, you could drink all you want, have sex all you want, pop as many pills. When that moment of ecstasy goes away, you're right back to feeling as fucked up as you did before. I know it's not fair. It just is what it is, I suppose. We want to thank Minister Fisher for coming through and blessing us with some words of wisdom. You can follow him on Twitter at EnlightenmentLV. You know. Matter of fact, let me let him tell you yourself. Brother Minister, are you there, sir?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Tell the good people if they need some guidance and some counseling, how they can reach out to you to help them attain enlightenment, my brother.
They can go to Facebook, and I'm under Jonathan Fisher. They can go to Twitter at EnlightenmentLV.
And I got to ask you a question. I like asking ministers and pastors questions of this nature. Are you a perfect man, brother minister?
Oh, no. I'm not perfect, but I'm always striving for perfection.
Good response, my dear friend. Good response. Absolutely.
I like you, a work in progress, too.
Are you a work in progress, brother minister?
Oh, yeah, definitely a work in progress. You always got to be a work in progress. One of the things that everybody who's listen to this, if you don't get nothing else today, you never want to arrive at anything. Never think that you have made it. Never think that you arrived, because once you got to that place, there's nowhere else to go. You always want to be a work in progress, no matter where you're at, because if you ever get to the place where you think that you're at that place and that's it, there's nowhere else to go.
And then that's a new demon you done added to yourself, like, that's it? I done got here and that's it? I ain't got nothing else?
That's like this guy told me one time. He said, I don't never want to sleep with all the finest women in the world.
And please, why doesn't he want to sleep with all the finest women in the world, my brother?
He said, because after you do that, then what's left?
Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen. I'm constantly evolving. I go through periods of ups and downs, and I'm constantly digging into my character and my nature. And too many of us do not hold ourselves accountable for our own actions. We want to blame others and everything. And, yes, there are some people who were in our life who gave us certain things. You have a personal choice to make. You can shake these things that are holding you back from a better you, or you can keep holding on to them and being bitter. Me, I'm working on the items that I have because I have to be a better person, not only for me. Yeah, pretty much mostly for me. Because if I'm not a good person, there's nothing else I can do for anybody else. And that's just as real as it gets right there, man.
Well, you,
anyway,
can teach them how, you can teach them how to be a bad person and how to be a knucklehead, and that's what a lot of parents do.
Absolutely. We got personal choices to make. I could have been an asshole like my father. I've chosen to be an anti-image of him, despite my issues. You know what I mean? But look, ladies and gentlemen, you know your boy right here. Can a player play every Sunday? There you go. That's the cue. Come through the website, www.worldmovement.com. The new book, Who Is She? What Is She to You? Ready for the Road. Very proud of it. And, of course, www.playersuniversitysygu.com. I'm going to take you out with a World Movement artist. Peace, love, and, I don't know, hug somebody or something, or a treat. I don't know. Do something, man.
Love of my life, but if you-